So imagine the bridge under you collapses. You're dangling precariously about to fall to your death. Someone reaches out to help you. Question, do you take their hand? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Disasters happen all the time. Planes crashing into mountains, earthquakes, fire, terrorism. There's a constant stream of them. Back on the 2nd of August 2007, the Interstate 25 West Bridge over the Mississippi River in downtown Minneapolis collapsed, with 13 dead and 145 injured, many of them seriously. The toll would have been much higher if not for the ordinary citizens on the spot who risked their lives to save others. I was chatting with an American friend of mine the day after it happened, and he said this, "So often the media chases the survivors, but I think it's the rescuers who have the most amazing story. With just a split second to decide, they chose to risk their own lives to save someone they'd never met before. Amazing. And almost without exception, they'd never think of themselves as heroes. The way I see it, God had an absolute eternity to think about how he would rescue you and me from ourselves. He could have chosen anything, yet he decided to send his son Jesus to die for you and me. And even though he had all eternity to think about it, my hunch is he made that decision in a split second. To him, sacrificing his own son for the likes of thee and me was an absolute no-brainer. What do you think? John chapter 3, verse 17. God sent his son into the world. He didn't send him to judge the world guilty, but to save the world through him. Jesus gave his life to save you. He's reaching out to you today. Will you take his hand? That's God's word fresh for you today. Jesus came both to save us by paying the price demanded of God's justice for our sin and so that we might walk in newness of life. And that new life is something he has a lot to say about because he truly wants to make a powerful, positive difference in your life. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head across to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.